This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
No debt deal, no government payments. From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. In just over a week, on June 1st, it's possible the U.S. government could run out of ready cash. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reiterated those warnings this week. If Congress and the White House don't reach a deal before that happens, all sorts of payments that people rely on could be delayed. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
No one knows for sure what will happen if the U.S. actually runs out of money.
The federal government's never been in a position where it's been unable to pay all of its bills. There's no playbook here.
Shai Acabas at the Bipartisan Policy Center says we do know that some people who get regular payments from the government wouldn't get them on time.
These could be benefit programs like Social Security, support payments like homeowners assistance, lots of other categories like federal salaries.
Which checks are delayed and for how long would depend on when the government runs out of cash, because different payments go out on different days.
At the very beginning of the month, there's about $25 billion in supplemental security income payments and then payments to veterans.
Wendy Edelberg at the Brookings Institution says the more than 10 million people who receive one of those benefits could be the first to see their payments delayed. And then
it just keeps cascading
through all sorts of other benefits and programs, and ultimately the whole U.S. economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Investors had been betting the Federal Reserve would pause interest rate increases at its next policy meeting in June. That would give the Fed some time to see how rate hikes are hitting the economy. For more, let's talk to David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
In your latest research note, you say that you think the Fed will pause its rate hikes next month. Why don't you expect a rate hike at the June meeting?
Well, I think I've been listening carefully to what all these members of the Federal Reserve have been saying in speeches the last few days. And I think they realize that although the economy looks healthy enough right now, there's a lot of pressure on it which is going to make it slow down. And although they don't want to admit it yet, we actually are getting better news on inflation. So if growth is slowing down, inflation's coming down, it really does make sense to pause at this point.
At times, there seems to be a disconnect between the Fed and the markets, even though the Fed tries to telegraph what it will do ahead of time. Do investors believe the Fed will do what it says it'll do?
Actually, I think they do. I think the futures market, a lot of people talk about what the market is pricing in terms of the federal funds rate at the end of the year. But actually, that's a derivative market. I think it's somewhat distorted. When I talk to other investors and other economists, they think the Federal Reserve will keep rates where they are right now all the way through the end of the year. Now, they probably shouldn't because inflation is coming down and the economy is threatened by recession. But right now, I think most people in Wall Street actually do take the Fed at its word.
David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks, David.
Anytime.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Money makes everything more complicated, especially when it comes to starting a family. Many couples who can't conceive turn to egg donors, that is, young, healthy, fertile people willing to undergo hormone treatments and a medical procedure to donate their eggs. In exchange, these donors can get paid tens of thousands of dollars. Rima Kreis, host of Marketplace's podcast, This Is Uncomfortable, heard from many egg donors about what it's like to play a crucial role in a multi-billion dollar business. She spoke with Marketplace's Nova Safo.
So it's called egg donation, but is donation the right word?
No, it's a bit of a misnomer. People are very much getting paid to sell their eggs, and they can get paid a lot of money. It can range from as little as $3,000 to really as much as someone is willing to pay. One expert I talked with told me she knew of a person who made $250,000 selling her eggs just to one family. So the range is incredibly wide. That same expert described the industry, interestingly, as a market in genetics with eugenic overtones. There's very little government regulation around egg donation, particularly how donors are treated and paid, which is also what has allowed the industry to thrive.
The donors are getting substantial amounts for their donations. Are they affected in ways that we may not have thought about?
Yeah, you know, I talked to dozens of donors. Many of them were young when they donated. You know, they wanted to help families, but also maybe pay off some student debt. And one big theme I heard from them and from experts is that it can get really murky in terms of who the patient actually is. Is it the donor? Is it the intended parent who's, you know, who's the paying customer? Experts argue that if there was more regulation, there would likely be more focus on donors, because currently there's very little research on the impact of egg donation on donors and on their long-term health, because there can be pretty intense health complications that even lead to hospitalizations. One donor I talked with, Ashley Griffin, she experienced extremely painful complications that led her to the ER, and she felt like the clinic she worked with downplayed the risks.
I feel like egg donors should unionize. Like, what do you mean there's all this, like, physical labor that can go so horribly wrong? And because of the first donation, that was the first time it was, like, real to me, the power differential between me and the clinic.
Very complicated issues. And what do those experts you spoke with suggest in terms of changes for the industry?
You know, they think it should be more regulated, that there needs to be evidence-based policy, because right now there are guidelines from within the industry, but they're hard to enforce. So there are a lot of calls to bring more regulations, but also more transparency for everyone involved, to the parents, to the donors, so they're aware of the risks and the long-term physical and emotional implications of egg donation.
All right. Rima Kreis is the host of Marketplace's podcast, This Is Uncomfortable. Their new season is out now. It's available free wherever you get your podcasts. Rima, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.